Welcome to a special bonus edition of the Metal Hammer podcast. I'm Mo, and I'm joined by the one, the only, Trivium frontman, Twitch superstar, I think it's fair to say these days, Mr. Matthew Heafy. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. I see we both have our apocalypse beards growing nicely.
This is just my beard.
I feel like every dude has like a beard right now. Every single one that doesn't normally have a beard. But yes, you do normally have something. Yes, but I never have this mess. And you can see my Irish side now. See the redness?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, look at that. There's what does the other half think of the beard? Because mine is not. I've been saying I might try out some comedy moustaches, and mine.
she knows that it's, you know, it's pandemic beard. So I was just running because there was a bee on my head as I was pointing out my beard.
Oh, okay, good.
That's what that was. Yeah, good old Florida. Everything in the state will try to kill a human, as we will be discussing about the Tiger King.
Good, good. Yeah, well, yeah, that was, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was going to be my first point of discussion. I mean, if there was ever proof that you are a man that knows how to read the room, it's surely your cover of I Saw a Tiger by Joe Exotic. Yep.
It's at least these days that I've learned how to read a room. I think it's within the last two records I've learned how to read a room.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes. yes.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like people are, obviously, we're doing this. We were supposed to do this in person in London. Obviously, that's not happened because of everything that's going on. And it feels like people are more desperate than ever for kind of fun shit that makes them feel
yes good. Yes,
I think you've definitely proven that with the reactions to a lot of the stuff you're doing at the moment.
Well, that's why I've been streaming this intensively for 2.5 years, 5 days a week off tour, 7 days a week on tour, but I look at it reaffirms even more now for me, people need something to watch and do and hopefully help them disconnect. I like that it's a place now, it's a way to keep people off the streets, essentially, that I'm keeping entertainment going for them. I'm able to present a good message, in my opinion, of especially what's happening right now, because like this isn't the end of the world, nor is this something this bee really wants me, nor is this something that should be brushed off and taken lightly. This is something that needs to be approached somewhere in the middle of let's be precautious, let's be preemptive, let's get this thing done with by encouraging. I've been preferring the term over social distancing. I've been preferring the term physical distancing.
Yes, very true. I've heard a lot of people say this.
Yes, because social distancing is encouraging people to be really inward, and it's sort of isolating people away. So I've been pushing people, no, we need social connectivity from a safe distance, whether that's 6+ feet away, you know, waving to your neighbor and talking to them 6 feet away, or having, you know, being somewhere where you're talking to a human 6 feet away, you're not going to get sick. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I don't want people to feel isolated and socially isolated. And while people are struggling to make ends meet, people losing their jobs, people don't have things to do, I'm so happy that I'm able to provide a place that it is their pub, their coffee shop, their local restaurant, their library, their music venue. It's all these things in one. And that's why, that's what always has motivated me to make music, first of all. But to do this as well, I feel like this is an extension of it. It's making people's day just a little bit better during this time. So I think that's why the whole world gravitated towards Tiger King, because it's ridiculous. It puts our lives into perspective and shows that. Now, I know a lot of other parts of the world are going to see this and go, holy cow, this is an isolated incident. This does not happen much. That show is very Florida, very Oklahoma, very Texas, and at times very America. Like, yeah, a lot of those things aren't that shocking when we're watching them, but then some things are incredibly shocking. So I think for us, I think there's like a psychology of people who watch horror films that have high anxiety or depression. It actually helps them. Maybe it's counteracting those intense things or seeing something that is going through that kind of trauma and not you. So whatever Tiger King is for the world right now, it's making people feel a little bit better. Normally my wife and I, we don't ever watch dramatic things or intense things, but we've been watching Chernobyl and Tiger King.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why, but
yeah, Chernobyl's pretty intense to be watching in these times, God.
Yeah, and man, episode one or all of them, it makes me feel like likely how the response was done in a couple of countries to this even. I think this kind of makes it a tale as old as time. So I think it is like watching things that are slightly more disastrous helps put things into perspective a little bit more for us and makes us realize that it's not that bad. I mean, this isn't a nuclear reactor outside of our house, although this is something very deadly. But yeah, Tiger King. The show's nuts. I knew it was time to cover that song right away. I loved that song. People wanted me to do Hey Kitty Kitty or Here Kitty Kitty, but that song does incite and encourage violence against another person, and that's something I don't want to promote. Like, the video's hilarious, the song's hilarious, but we all don't really know what happened in that situation. And yeah.
And I'm not sure I want to.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah. Holy cow, man.
Yeah. I mean, God knows what's going on. It definitely feel like it was something that kind of was unleashed onto the world at exactly the right time. You know, everyone was just desperate to find something crazy. Yep. And I don't know if fun-